Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What is going on, faithful? It is an absolute pleasure to be with you today. And we're going to, you know, we've been talking about these rookies, and obviously that we're going to keep, you know, diving in, making sure we know everything there is to know about all of them. But I thought today would be important to kind of step back and focus really on the top two draft picks that we did, at least the order in which we drafted them, and focus on Drake Jackson and Tyrion Davis-Price. And I want to hear from them. So the beautiful Juan Solis, he's the best ever. He cut up some clips from their interviews that they did with the media. And so we're going to hear from them specifically. Also, we're going to kind of cross-reference that with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and what they have said about these picks and what it is they want from these picks. So we're going to kind of jump back and forth and, you know, sprinkle in a little bit of taste as well. Because, again, you know, as we go through this and as time passes, we've got film, baby. And, you know, what to say, you know, we've been throwing those up over on Patreon. I'm going to keep doing one. As soon as I get through recording here, I'm going to be recording another one, another Drake Jackson breakdown for Patreon over there. So, you know, the players come to life. And, you know, the idea, you start learning their personalities. You see what they can do on the field. You get all this background. I mean, literally, this is like detective work, right? Yeah, I mean, you dive into, okay, what did they study in college? Oh, what were they like in high school? What sports do they play? What's their family like? And all of this just to get to know the player. And so we're wanting to bring them to life. Because, again, what's the 49ers Rush podcast about? Increasing the fan experience with your 49ers. And the more you get to know these guys, the more you kind of, I don't know, fall in love with them as a fan, and it just makes it so much easier, you know, to jump on and, you know, celebrate them and their success and all those things. And, oh, I love it. I'm seeing it. What's up, Marco, my man? Marco's a good friend. Vamanos a Mexico. I'm pretty sure I said it way wrong. Let's go. And that's exactly correct. They announced the NFL that right here, baby, we've got the 49ers Rush Road Trip. The game's taking place in Mexico. So you know I'm going to be there. You know we're going to be there. So I believe it is the Monday. It's a Monday night football game against the Cardinals in Mexico City. I'm so pumped about this. My DMs blew up immediately. It was early whenever they announced it. Yeah, we're going. Haven't got my tickets yet, but we're solidifying details as we speak. We've got plenty of time because, again, it's a Monday night football game. It's that same week as Thanksgiving, so it kind of works perfectly because it's that Monday. I think it's the 21st of November, and we'll throw a party Sunday night. So we're putting together a full-on itinerary. And if you want to join us or you know anybody that wants to, 49ersrushroadtrip.com, tickets are already available. We got tickets for the entire season, all the road games already up. And here's the best news. This doesn't even count as a home game for the 49ers. So they took the game away from the Cardinals. They lost a home game, which if you remember back with, you know, what was going on with COVID and all that stuff, the 49ers lost their so many home games. So they didn't want to take another one away, which I think the NFL did well here. But yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to plan out where we're going, where we're staying. If you want to stay with us, you know, and have a good party time and all that stuff, it's going to be freaking incredible. I cannot wait. Sean, right here, you missed out on Vegas. That's okay, man. We tried to bring the party to you guys, and it was fun. It was, my voice still is not recovered. My students were making fun of me today, because it's just not there. But man, guess what? We're going back to Vegas during the year. We play the Raiders there. So all of the different road trips that we're going to have, some of them are going to have limited capacity just because the venues that we've got lined up. So some of them, sell out. We started selling out last year when we just announced them. So just make sure, if it's something, I think it's like, it's cheap to go to these things, jerseys, giveaways, trivias. We do so freaking much. And again, we even put up on the site where you could buy, like, if you want to buy like season's pass for the whole thing and get like half off of everything, that's there too. And all my Patreon members, guess what? You get a discount code. So I'm going to be putting those up on Patreon immediately after this. So my Patreon subscribers, you get even cheaper tickets to all these because of all the support that you give us. So I just absolutely love it. And shoot, let's stick with it. I want to be giving away some more Patreon memberships. Let's do it right now. For the hashtag CCs up here. Man, I love it. I want to say congratulations to the Newt. We're giving away free Patreon membership so that you can watch all these draft breakdowns. So the Newt, go ahead and reach out to me at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll get you set up on that. We're going to pay for your first month's Patreon subscription. That way you can check it out, see if it's something you like. If you like, you can stick around. If not, no biggie, but you can watch some film while you're there, which I think you'll appreciate that. So, Newt, just want to say thank you. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Oh, I love it. I love it. So, let's jump in. Let's talk. Let's go to the 49ers first pick. Let's talk about freaking Drake Jackson, who I really, really like. And the more I watch him, the more I like him. He talked about with the media about the first time he met Chris Kucerik, which I think is so important because with Drake Jackson, he's fluctuated weight. He's fluctuated play, not the most producing stats. He was on a terrible team, all those different things. Listen to him, Drake Jackson. This is the 49ers first pick that we got at pick 61. Talk about the first time he met the 49ers coach, Chris Kucerik.
I'm good. I'm real good in his line. When I went up there for the 30 visit, got to go in his room and, we really attacked the, where he seen me fit and, really the play, the couple of plays, I was able to, talk a little ball with him and man, I love to play for a coach that's fired up like that and who wants a lot out of his guys. It's a challenge and, I'm willing to, take on that challenge. I want to be happy and I want to make him happy as well. So, we just can't wait to get to it, man. With a legendary coach like that.
Oh. Whenever you talk to players or you hear players talk, there's things you can look for. Because, again, we've watched film. We've read reports. We've done research. The players start to come to life. And what came to life in that one? Right? Challenge, right? He wants the challenge, excitement. He's somebody that wants to be here. Excited for where he landed with the coach. Like, understand your place, rookie. There are some people in high school players, college players, doesn't matter. They show up like they're, God's gift to earth. And, it affects the way in which they prepare and the mentality that they bring to the team. What does this bring to the team? Excitement, challenge, wanting to work. Whew, that's great news. Now, the biggest question mark with Drake Jackson, probably going to be weight. He's gone from 245 to 270 plus. Where is he going to fit? USC played him out of position, basically ruined a year. It was just absolute mess over there. God, so frustrating because like you see what these guys could become and the coaches, like there's mentalities, right? And I've been in these coaching rooms where it's like, you'll have some coaches that are like, well, this is my system. If they don't fit my system, then they're not going to be here. And it's just like, no, man, that's not your job as a coach. And I always just despised that logic and I couldn't understand it. You're a coach. Put your players in the best chance to be successful. That did not happen at USC. And so he addressed this, the fluctuating weight and all those different things. So we'll hear from, here's Drake Jackson again.
Coming out of, or I just give you the whole breakdown of how it went. So coming out of the season, I was probably 245, 248. And then I went to Exos and you know, I was on the game plan because a lot of the teams wanted to see me, you know, at my freshman weight, and freshman year I weighed 275. So, you know, I don't know if a lot of coaches knew that or not, but, you know, I just started my, you know, my training and started my track on, you know, being that. So, you know, right around combine, I would say about 2 weeks before, I found out that I was going to be with the linebackers. So I ended up, you know, talking with my crew, the people who, you know, who I work with and things of that sort. And, you know, I definitely, you know, we thought it was good to drop weight so I can, you know, move a little better. And then after combine, it was pretty much the same way. I trying to go back up to my freshman weight again, you know, because now I'm actually going to be doing D-line drills and things of that sort. So, you know, I just tried to, well, I didn't try to. I gained the way back up there, and just wanted to be able to show that, you know, play at my freshman weight still.
So, yeah, again, where are the 49ers going to want him? Do you want small speed? Do you want big strength base, right? The 49ers have so many different pass rushers. I think they're going to prioritize speed, and he's got a developed NFL body. I mean, you could just see in the cell phone thing if you're watching this on YouTube, right? He's got traps for days. And so, you know, he's got the, like, huge, and it's got, like, the pyramid built like a trapezoid-type player, which is awesome. However, you know, one of the issues that I think I had – sorry, making a mess over here. One of the issues that I had with his tape is, yeah, he's strong, but at the same time, the play-based strength doesn't show up from time to time. And so he needs to develop more strength and power in his lower body, in his arms. That can be done and will be done. You know, I'm pretty excited about that. But, you know, if I'm talking weight, again, anywhere between 245 and 275, I want him in that kind of 255, 260. And maybe my plan as the nutrition guy would be like, look, we're going to get you at a solid 250 this year, and the goal is going to be to get you to a 255 with good weight next year. Like, this is the nutrition plan we're building for you, because we want to cut all the bad weight, which he doesn't have a lot of bad weight, but we want to focus on that twitched up, high impact, everything that he could bring. And so that's just got to be sculpted out of him. It's there. NFL weight rooms are different than college weight rooms. Now, USC's got an incredible program, but their coaching staff, again, I'm not trying to throw shots at USC. I mean, they just got Lincoln Riley. Things are going to change dramatically there. But again, go back. Here we go. This is the last time we're going to hear from Drake Jackson right here. Look who he gets to work with. The most ripped, sculpted defensive end in the NFL, perhaps. The technician himself, Nick Bosa. So the question was asked, are you excited to work with Nick Bosa? What's that look like?
Man, I hope he's excited to be my teammate. Is excited I am, because, man, as soon as I get out there, I might try to find him and you know, get a handshake from him, and when you're working out something, I'm trying to instantly get in there and start getting the knowledge and things that I need to, you know, to grow and be a monster like him. You know, he's literally a gremlin on the side. You know, he's a monster. He puts fear into tackle's eyes, and, you know, I just want to be able to be the same way. You know, that coming from the D-line coach as well. You know, the D-line coach, man, the way he sees, his philosophy is lovely, man. It's one of those philosophies that's, you know, is nasty. You know, you got to be willing to get nasty to take your reward. And, you know, I like that type of stuff. So that's really dog mentality. So I can't wait to get into it.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Tell me what you want from a rookie. You want that. You remember, I don't even want to say it, number 17, AJ Jenkins, good gosh. You remember when like Jerry Rice offered to work out with him and he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to keep doing my own thing. Like, that's the exact antithesis to that. This guy, man, I can't wait to shake his head. I can't wait to, you know, be a dog. That dude's a monster, to learn, to come in and figure those things out. He's 21 years old. Drake Jackson's 21. Love the attitude. Oh, what's up? The wonderful man himself, Juan Salas. Appreciate the gift. He says, big things coming. Give away one of those clean 49ers Rush Road Trip shirts, John. I love it. Let's do it. Let's throw this up there. Here, let's do some USC trivia here. Okay. All right. All right. Pulling up my Drake Jackson. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, here we go. We got this. What was, this is fun. This is fun. This is probably one of my favorite things about this guy, because again, I think it shows what he was able to do. All right, here we go. What was his arm length at the NFL draft? Now, this is for, if again, you got that Rush Companion draft guide, that's going to be there. What was Drake Jackson's arm length? You can go look on it on whatever. The first one that shows up here, going to get a t-shirt. What was that arm length for Drake Jackson? Let's go. Because whenever I'm watching the film and I just put this up there, you could see he's got that long extension. And man, he uses them well. Now, sometimes when his hands are on the inside, it doesn't show as well. Oh, Marco's been on it today. 34 inches is correct. He's got, I mean, he's just shy of left tackle arm length, prototypical arm length. Like, he's got it. 34 inches is the correct one. Oh, Coach Cruz, finally, he was the second one to get the correct answer. I love it. Lots of 34s, lots of 34s. That good. But Marco, congratulations, man. I can't wait to hang out, Marco. We've been talking for, man, a year and a half, 2 years about this Mexico trip when it does happen. So I'm excited to hang out, man. And let's go ahead and reach it. You got my information. Text me. Let me get you that shirt sent out to you, man. Just compliments of Juan Salas and the 49ers Rush podcast. I freaking love it. God, we give so much stuff away. I freaking love it. It makes me so happy. But the idea is this. Drake Jackson's a stud. And it is all about potential. You know, that's kind of where he is. Now let's shift over. And let's talk about, I'm excited about this one. You know, the way things work, the pendulum, if you will, when Tyrion Davis-Price, whenever everybody found out the 49ers selected a running back in the third round, and needless to say, it didn't go well. But you got to hold on. You just got to sit there, and you got to wait a minute. And you got to listen to what Kyle Shanahan says and why they went there. So let's start with Kyle Shanahan, then we're going to go to Tyrion Davis-Price, because I'm telling you, man, we do this as fans, right? You kind of sell yourself on the picks and all those things. But listen to the coach. Let's make some sense. Let's provide some context here.
One, I don't think you can have enough running backs. I mean, we took two last year. We were happy with our starter going into last year. We had other guys who had played well, too, and we took two. And by the fourth game, we're still having to steal guys off other teams' practice squad just to field enough guys to play in a game. So sometimes you can have good luck with guys staying healthy, sometimes not. So the more you guys you can add, the better. But kind of the physicality that he brings gives you a chance to have a very physical 1-2 punch. When I that Debo helped us do that towards the end of last year, bringing that in. But you don't want that to be just your 1-2 punch. You got to bring in some other backs to do that. I do think we have some guys on the roster that have a chance. We know Trey, we thought he had a chance last year, got banged up, was a little bit behind. But I'm not holding out. I mean, I don't think he can't do it this year. So to add some more competition to him, having guys like Jeff Wilson, Hasty, guys on our roster, and now adding Ty with what Elijah did last year. And, man, Elijah was missing a bunch last year, too. So, you know, we're a running team. We like to run the ball. And anytime you have a chance to get a good back, if that is what's best for your team compared to all the other positions, I don't think you can ever go wrong with the back, because just look at how not only us but everybody, you play with a lot of them.
I'll say this. The offense stalled a couple times last year for several reasons. It's definitely not just a running back issue. But whenever we didn't have, you know, Mostert went out early, and then whenever Elijah Mitchell wasn't in there, the 49ers offense didn't work. He had to play injured. And he even said he played injured. Like that, like we lost what we had as an offense and we became one dimensional almost completely. And so you got to keep getting those guys. You got to keep getting those guys. And was it early? Sure. Okay, cool. I don't have a problem if that's your thing. Yeah. And everybody could say, yeah, I kept trying to tell everybody they were going running back early the whole freaking offseason. And everybody kept saying, no, Shanahan hits with those late round backs. Well, don't go early. Don't go early. I get that. But that's kind of like saying, man, don't draft a quarterback at 3. Just wait till 199. That's when Tom Brady got picked. Just wait. Just wait till 5th round. That's where you got George Kittle. Like, you don't have to draft these positions early. It doesn't always work that way. So what is it, right? What is it about this kid? Well, one, here we go. And, man, I grew up in this part of the country. I lived in Louisiana for a while. My family's from kind of Louisiana, Texas area. I was born in Texas, spent most of my life in Texas. But I lived in Louisiana for a healthy amount of time. And I ain't going to lie, man. I got a big smile on my face whenever he started his interview. It just reminds me of home sometimes. You know, it's a little different out here in Cali, and that's not a bad thing. But listen to him. Listen to this. This was a shocking. Who he grew up rooting for as a kid?
Well, I grew up watching the 49ers. I grew up in Louisiana, you know, obviously the Saints too. But I grew up with the 49ers. My grandfather, you know, that was his team. That's his team. He loved the 49ers. And just going in there, you know, doing my part, doing everything I can do for the team, you know, laying out online every day at practice, you know, give my 110% in each game. Special team, whatever that may be, whatever the team needs, I'm there. You know, I'm accountable. I'll be there always. I'm glad to be a 49er.
Oh, you tell me you got a third-round running back talking about he's fine doing special teams. Again, check mark. These are the types of players the 49ers keep going after. These quote-unquote gold helmet guys, I don't think that he is. I don't think that information has come out, who their gold helmet guys were. That's a delineation that they give, kind of like a this is an R-type guy, right? But, you know, injuries, didn't have, you know, academically done just fine. Spent all of his life in Baton Rouge, all of his life, high school, college. So that's going to be interesting moving out. But, man, the fact that he's already got, you know, his grandfather who was a 49ers fan. I love that, right? So, you know, you got the ties to the family and the support system that seem to come through on that thing. Again, you're just kind of checking boxes. That's the idea that's coming across. Now, again, through his film breakdowns, a couple things show up. Always falling forward, no matter what. Speed jumps off. Might not be the fastest. I don't know how to say it because he's a big dude. Speed shows up on film. It is. It's not Raheem Mostert speed that we're used to, Matt Breida's speed that we're used to, but he ran a 4.48. I mean, he's way faster than Jeff Wilson. He's faster than Trey Sermon. You know, he's got that speed. There's no doubt it's up there, and he's just as big, if not bigger, than those guys. But the one thing that shows up consistently, and I said this the night he was drafted, pass protection.
Well, I feel like you need to be able to do a lot of things, a lot of different things at the back. You know, of course, there's a lot of things I need to improve on. You know, I know for a fact that I will be improving it at the 49ers. And but as far as like you say, pass protection, I feel like I do great. You know, I do all right. But always in improving it. I feel like that's the most I can improve in the pass, my pass protection more than anything, to be honest with you. But you can't play. You can't protect the quarterback. Period. You have to protect the quarterback at all times. You're not gonna be on the field. So that's always my mindset. You know, even like in college, you know, you want to be on the field, gotta protect the quarterback. Number one.
And again, like, he played as a freshman on the LSU championship team. Tyrion Davis Price did. He played as a freshman with Joe Burrow. He was the backup to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and he would go in. They trusted him to go in, you know, as a true freshman during that season, one of the best teams of all time, and it shows. And if you want to know why rookie running backs do not play, it's because of pass pro. It's because of pass pro. Good man, Coach Cruz. He says, I have a feeling Hasty will be the odd man out. I think you're right. Because again, is he as good as Tyrion Davis Price, TDP, as good a pass catcher as Hasty? No. I think it's going to come down to, I don't think Sermon goes anywhere. He's just so cheap. I think they'll wait on him. He gets extra chances because of where he was drafted. I think it comes down to Jeff Wilson or Hasty. But we keep saying that every single year. And somebody gets hurt during training camp or something, and you keep them all, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously. But, yeah, Hasty, he's kind of that third down back. But, man, he had more touches in one game than in the playoffs than Jeff Wilson had in five straight games. So it's interesting. I don't know there. I really don't know there. I think you could probably stash Hasty on the practice squad much more so than Jeff Wilson, even though I don't think Jeff Wilson would get signed. Yeah, here we go. I was confused drafting a running back in the third as long as he falls forward. Well, that is awesome. I love that. Sid says, is Trey Sermon that bad? We haven't seen it. We haven't seen him be bad. We haven't seen him do anything. You know, is it the Aaron Banks mold? Or is it just, man, Shanahan's moving on? Everything that they were saying was 1-2 punch with Elijah Mitchell. Like, it clearly seems like they have not necessarily moved on from Trey Sermon, but it's like he's going to have to prove himself and earn a spot. I don't think they're counting on him. And so I don't think that Trey Sermon is, quote unquote, that bad sin. It's just Shanahan's not happy with him. And it's crazy that Shanahan's one of the weirdest coaches that can divorce draft capital with play time. Most NFL coaches can't do that. It's a meritocracy. He traded up into the third, didn't give a damn, put Elijah Mitchell ahead of him, right? He does not care where you are drafted. He wants to get you here, and so that shows how much this front office values all these different players. But when you show up, it's blank slate. It's blank slate. And you're going to earn your spot, and that's one of the things that's interesting. Now, again, and this isn't even, you know, just Kyle Shanahan saying this. This is what Ty Davis Price brings. Where's down a defense. How many times over the past couple years have the 49ers been up and allow teams to come back? How many times? It's problematic. And how many times has Shanahan just run whenever we're up? And it just, people are like, man, why is he being so conservative? Well, he's trying to get these pieces together. And I think TDP here explains it well, what he does well.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Natural. I'll say natural, you know, just for us. Like, I love delivering the blow, you know. I don't like getting tackled. I know it happens, but I hate getting tackled. So I love bringing the contact to them. Eventually, they don't want to tackle you, you know. In the first, second quarter, they might take it a little bit, maybe, you know, because everybody's still fresh, but eventually they don't want any more of it, you know. So that's always my mindset, but going to tag defender, you know, wearing them out, make them want to quit.
It's a mental thing with him, and it shows. You know, I don't remember the game that I just finished. They were down 21 points in the fourth quarter. And this dude, again, LSU was really, really bad this recent year. Not because of him, but he's running the ball down 21 points in the fourth quarter and just trucking people. And you could just see, like, I mean, he just kept running. He kept running. And you could see it just building. And so what LSU would do with him, they would swap out running backs through the first half. Then in the second or third quarter, it would be almost two series for Ty Davis Price, one series for the other guy. In the fourth quarter, it was just Ty Davis Price. That was it. And so it also is reflected in the stats. This is a guy that averaged over a full extra yard per carry in the fourth quarter than he did the rest of the game. Like, it's just that buildup. He's not Derrick Henry, okay? So whenever I say that, like, the Derrick Henry effect, right? Yeah, you're just getting 3 to 5 yard carries, 3 to 5 yard carries the whole game, and then all of a sudden, boom, it explodes. He's not Derrick Henry, but it's the Derrick Henry effect, something like that. Marco, is Ayuk and Shanahan's good side now? Yeah, we've seen it before. You know, maybe Trey Sermon just got to change some things up. And if it, here's the great thing. What if Trey Sermon does hit? That's great news. It would be great to have these three stud backs, right? That's not a bad thing. Keep Debo on the outside. You can bring him in once or twice a game. You know, that's fine. You can figure some of those things out. The book is not written on Trey Sermon. He's lost weight. His footwork looked great, man, in some of the workout videos that's come out. I like that he slimmed down a little bit. So he's got a chance. There's no doubt about it. But I'm telling you right now, that pecking order in that backfield, not counting Debo, it's Elijah Mitchell. Clearly, he's the one guy. And then below that, it would be Ty Davis Price. After that, I'd probably go Jamichael Hasty, then Jeff Wilson, then last, Sermon. The one thing I can say about Sermon, he's probably cut-proof. That's the one thing I would say, is that he's not going to get cut. Even though Shanahan didn't trust him and trust all those other guys over him, I don't think he's going to get cut. I just don't see that. Yeah, I'm the best. He says, yeah, we don't do well with the lead. We do not. And so maybe this will change one of those things. You know, I think that'll help out. And yeah, Travis Jones, you're hitting it. I love all the competition we have at all these positions. Is running back one of the deepest positions on the team? Good gosh. I don't know if it's one of the deepest, but you got a lot of guys. You count Debo back there, and you got a running quarterback. You count Juice. You count Poe. Good Lord, right? You've got a lot of guys. This is a deep, deep, deep roster. And on top of that, we haven't even talked about undrafted free agents, which we got some guys back there too. We brought in Jordan Mason from Virginia Tech, another guy that's just an extra body. And again, you want somebody to root on for your undrafted free agent guy that everybody falls in love with? Why not him? Why not him? Now, here is John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan talking about the impact that these players will be making, including who we haven't talked about much today, Danny Gray, the wide receiver from SMU, which, oh man, he's tasty.
I think they both can, but I mean, we thought we needed another running back. Definitely thought we would have loved to add a speed receiver. There's lots of ways the draft could have gone, but right there, those picks in the third round, we definitely thought they were the best things for our team.
So again, that's the idea. You know, they're going after these players that they think are good fits. Is it what everybody else wanted? No, everybody wanted a center. Well, I'm much more aligned. If you watched the show yesterday with Wade, the John Wayne show on Tuesdays, make sure you check that out. We're going to keep doing that forever. You know, it kind of tells me, I think Alex Max might be coming back. And even if he doesn't, you still got Donovan West. You still got Donovan West. Peeps, come on. If you would have drafted him in the third round and you just swapped him and Ty Davis Price, everybody would say we had an A-plus draft. I'm just going to be real. So we fit these narratives in our head of what they should do. And when Shanahan doesn't play nice, we get all hot and bothered. But whenever we step back and look at it, good gosh. You got to be fine with this. We got our speed receiver. We got our edge player. We got a running back, which everybody wanted a running back, but you wanted to wait. But if you would have drafted Ty Davis Price in the fifth, and if you would have drafted Donovan West in the third, then, you know, what would have changed? What would have changed? Oh, dude, look at this. The coach, thank you so much for the gift, man. He says, I know I'm in the minority, but I really love the TDP pick. One of our biggest issues was closing games offensively. TDP for sure. The Debo replacement monster / Debo were used for their speed. TDP brings that power. You're not wrong, man. And you watch the film. It makes sense. It makes sense. He's building a bully. Look at the offensive line additions. Every single one of them, they're mean as hell. Spencer Burford, right? Zakil. Like, these guys are mean. I ain't mad about this at all. Like, the draft was good. And you have to, I think this is another reason why I think people were kind of upset about the draft, is all those mock drafts where you saw, like, oh, Christian Watson, Sky Moore, you know, Arnold Ebiketie. Like, yeah, those are fun. But we kept telling you all the time, Christian Watson's not going to be there. Ebiketie's not going to be there. Boye Mafe's not going to be there. So we kept building this up in our head. Oh, we're going to get this guy. We're going to get this guy. George Pickens, all this stuff. No, you're not. You're not getting those guys. That's not realistic. This was realistic. And this was real. So, and we're going to do the same thing next year. That's okay. That's okay. In Kansas City, by the way, we'll be at that draft. Man, I swear, I'm still teaching. And, you know, eventually it's going to be my full-time job and all that stuff. And, you know, we're getting into that. But good gosh, man. I didn't know I was going to be a freaking travel agent slash event planner, whatever. I just wanted to talk football, but I love it. I'm not complaining. I apologize. Sorry if that came across negative. That's not what I was trying to do. Oh, look at Way Breezy. He says, John Wayne, let's go. I love it. Oh, let me give a shout out to Wayne Breezy. He has given away an awesome, he didn't tell me to do this. He's given away an awesome Trey Lance jersey for free. Head over to his Twitter handle. Just type in Wayne Breezy. It's for free. It's freaking awesome. You want a jersey? This dude's killing it. So head over to his Twitter, Wayne Breezy. Go check that out. Win a free jersey. Why not, man? That's what we got. That's what we got. Rub it off on Wayne. Now he's going to be giving away stuff all the time. We're going to make the faithful the best dressed, best educated, all those things. That's just what we do, man. We're trying to help each other out. Speaking of which, man, let's do another giveaway. Let's give away another Patreon membership. So let me throw this in here. Here we go. I'm going to do this. Okay, here we go. We did college. this is bad, but we did college last time. What college I turned down? Where did I go to grad school? You can just name the state and you will qualify. Where did John Chapman go to grad school? Sorry, I'm a narcissist. You know what I mean? I want to make it about me. It's what it is. So if you throw the state out, this is for a free Patreon membership for the month. All you got to do is throw the state or school out. You're probably not going to know the school. We'll get that out there. Oh, I love it. Seeing that nitty gritty Niner talk. I love it, man. This is awesome. This is awesome. James says there, good on you, Wayne. Never had a Twitter and bit off Facebook. Hey, I get staying off the social media. I totally understand that. And there is nothing wrong with that. For me, we'll be on social media for you to help you understand. No, it's not California. No, it's not Ohio. It's not those. It's not Cali. It's not Illinois, but closer. You're getting a little warmer. It wasn't in Texas. That's not. Oh, look at this guy. Okay, here we go. Nope, not in Texas. Not in Oklahoma. It is not. Let's see this. Oh, I'm seeing some stuff come out. Nope, not in New Orleans. This dude's going to win two of them. Marco, we did this last time, man. The same person won. That's right, Missouri. UMKC, baby. The fighting kangaroos. There we go. That's where I went and did my grad work in economic theory and all that kind of stuff in history. So, yeah, big-time nerd over here. But, yeah, I'm excited about the draft because, again, you know, those are my old stomping grounds now. That's where my wife and I first got married, all that kind of stuff. So I love Kansas City. It gets cold, but we're going in April next year, so it ain't going to be cold. Barbecue. Amazing breweries, live music. Oh, gosh. 49ers rush road trip. Goodness, we got it covered, guys. That's going to be there. So before we jump out of here, do want to just bring this back up. We are going to Mexico. That is being set up. We're getting the details planned out and all that stuff. We got plenty of time. It's not till November. But if you want to secure your spot at our party Sunday night and all those things, just head over there, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. That's going to be there for you. I appreciate everybody so much. You guys are incredible. This is fun. Am I going to guys, listen to me. We're going to every single away game. This is my career. All of them. We're doing every freaking game. So just understand, tickets are available for the whole freaking season, all the away games. I like the home games. I'm going to go to some of them, but I doubt I'm going to be throwing a party at any of them just because there's so much going on. So allow me to build this, and then who knows? You know, last year I committed to doing like four. We ended up doing five road trips. This year I'm committing to doing, you know, all of the away games. We're just slowly building, trying to provide a service. That's what it's about. Oh, Wade, he says, love you, bro. Mexico, here we come. It's going to be incredible. My DMs and mailbox is blown up, and I could not be happy. I love that we're becoming affiliated, Wayne, with, you know, this idea of traveling with the team and community. That is awesome. Yes, James says, was that announced today? Just woke up. It was announced early this morning. That is correct. So, yes, the 49ers are going to Mexico November 21st, I believe, off the top of my head, against the Cardinals. It's going to be a Monday night football game. It's going to be incredible. We're going to be throwing a party Sunday night in Mexico City. Ah, man, I'm pumped. It's such a good time to be a fan. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.